David Pettijohn is the administrator of the state's only veterans home. It's located in Hilo, and it's putting out the call for military memorabilia to help pay homage to its residents.
Yukio Kutsu State Veterans Home, it's the only state veterans home in Hawaii. We provide services for up to 95 veterans and their spouses, potentially their spouses there in Hilo. Yukio Kutsu, Medal of Honor awardee for his brave service with the 442nd Infantry. A regiment that fielded several Hawaiian members, and they did their service in Italy. And for him specifically, he a brave gentleman who took out several gun positions and ultimately was awarded while still living by the president at the time, President Clinton. And so his family, still very warm. He's since passed, but he's still very, we still have a good warm relationship with the family. They come and they have their family reunions there at the facility.
And so how many residents do we have there?
Right now it fluctuates from day to day, but we're at about 90. Veterans that we provide services for on a 24/7
basis. And they are among our most fragile in our community. And, you know, I know in this day and age with the concern about COVID-19, you know, everybody's going through these unusual protocols.
Sure. As a skilled nursing facility, we are following the guidelines of the CDC and the health department and being very vigilant about doing what basically everyone else is doing is limiting access to our kapuna due to the fact that they're at most risk. It seems it's the most virulent and sort of difficult for them to handle once they receive that. So fortunately, we have no cases. And everyone on the Big Island right now, all of the skilled nursing facilities are providing the same protocol and being very aggressive and trying to keep that bug out.
Right. And you're here because you're trying to get the word out that you want to pay homage to the veterans and their service, and you need some help from the public.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk about it a little bit. The facility's been there about 12 years, but our goal, and we have some memorabilia, but we'd like to continue to grow that collection of memorabilia that we have, whether it be awards or pictures or different things. We'd like to continue to showcase that and honor our veterans and their stories by putting those together in frames and different things and placing them in the walls and amongst the veterans who are living there now, sort of as a way to when our doors open again to be able to accept visitors and things that we can show off the great service that our veterans have done for us.
And you do have some items now.
We do.
You have a flag. Talk
yes.
about that.
Well, the flag was donated. It was something special. It had been in the 20s that had flown for the Marines and had been sitting in someone's garage, and we found that that this flag was just sort of sitting away, and the memories that it could bring and the story that it could tell would be much better if it was framed and put up on our walls. So we've put that up there, and some different uniforms and things that are coming in we're preparing to showcase in the rooms.
Is there anything in particular that you're putting a call out for? Or
Yeah, pictures and associated with those pictures, if there's any sort of stories that we can bring out, we're putting some shadow boxes together and some different things that we can, again, really showcase the stories of the veterans that served in Hawaii. The neat thing about it is it's really piqued folks' interest, because we've done a sort of a soft bit on this. We've got in the newspaper and we've put some calls out to the different service organizations, and just the phone calls that we're getting. Yeah, it was, you know, I didn't know what to do with this. It was sitting here and it was my grandpa's stuff, and it really got me thinking about all the things that they did and start to, with their families now, sort of revisiting all of the stories and sort of remembering. And that's really the intent, is that if we can get more people thinking about what the veterans have done and really, again, escalate those forgotten stories and bring them sort of to life again.
Does it have to have a tie to Hilo or a particular branch?
Not necessarily. Again, we recognize all five the branches, and we you know, it's helpful if Hawaii, but if you served in Hawaii, that, you know, that, but we want to respect all veterans. And so if you're in Hawaii now, that's a good enough connection for us. And if you have something that you'd like to share about your veteran family member or someone that you know, then it really we'll very interested in taking a look at it and seeing how we can make it fit into our facility.
Right, because if you're a relative, let's say, served in Italy or Normandy,
right,
or France.
No, I mean, those are still cherished and important parts of our history that we'd like to know about.
What got you connected with the Vet Center? Do you have military history?
Sure. Well, I'm a veteran myself. It's been a while since I ran a couple of miles, but I was in the Army, but I've been assisting seniors in nursing homes in this way for about 20 years, and only in the past 5-6 years have I been working with the veterans, and it's just been a real blessing for us to be able to sort of, it's a way to give back and to serve those folks that served us. And so I guess going to school, I couldn't see myself selling cars or cell phones or different things. Just, it's a way to pay back, and it's been great for me and my family.
Yeah, because you're proud of your service and your
sure.
family service, and then you want to kind of keep the story going.
That's right. That's right. This is going to be an ongoing for some time, and also due to the fact that we've got some different things happening with our ability to have visitors and things. So we're really opening it up, sort of initiating this, and we're looking, this project may go for 6 months to a year as we gather these things and get them framed and put on the walls. Also, there is potential for us, as we begin gathering these things, there will be another veterans home that the state is planning in Kapolei over the next couple of years. And so as we have these things, we may have enough to be able to assist them as they open up their doors as well.
Okay. And then can you share with us, like, of the residents that you have, like, are they from any one particular branch of the service? Or?
No, we do have a mix. But as far as the generations, we've lost all of our World War II veterans. And so right now we're, as we service Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans. We don't have any of the younger folks. We provide mostly for our seniors, but we're starting to see those needs increase. After World War II, Korean War, there were a lot of these service organizations that were very popular, and most folks were engaged veterans of foreign wars and different groups, but the attendance and different things as the new younger generation have come on, they're not as well attended. And so we're seeing, you know, different ways how we can connect, and I think this provides that opportunity for veterans to gather in a different way.
That was David Pettijohn, administrator of the Yukio Okutsu Veterans Center and Home in Hilo. For links on how to contribute, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.